In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Got an Android smartphone? There's a malware alert. We'll have that next.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. If you own a mobile phone, you're probably well aware that the apps on your device are not airtight when it comes to security. Cybersecurity researchers say they've come upon a new type of malicious software, malware, that sidesteps security features on version 6 of the Android smartphone operating system. Robin Seidel, senior special writer of the Wall Street Journal, has details on this app-targeting malware. Robin, first of all, who discovered this malware and what sort of apps does it target?
Well, this was discovered by Kaspersky Lab, and it's basically a new twist on a type of malware that's been around for a while. We have been reporting on the fact that cyber thieves are increasingly using types of malware to steal user credentials when they open up a mobile app on their mobile phone, a banking app, I'm sorry, on their mobile phone. So, needless to say, the operators of the operating systems, mobile phone operating systems, have been trying to close any holes and stay one step ahead of the hackers. But in this case, Kaspersky has just recently discovered a new twist on this software malware, which is called Gugi, G-U-G-I. And basically, it gets around some of the security features that Android had installed on their operating system.
Now, first off, is version 6 the latest version of the Android OS?
There is a new one that is either out or coming out. This version 6 came out in October.
Now, how exactly does the malware sidestep security? How does it work?
Well, basically, it infects the phone via mostly a text message. And so the text message then encourages the user to click on a link. And that's been kind of a common way that the bad guys have been getting in. But this one goes further by tricking the user to install a message will pop up that says additional rights needed to work with graphics and Windows. And that is kind of an entry point that gets around some of those security features. And the thing is, the user is only given one option when they see that pop up, and they have to click on provide. And that's when all the bad stuff starts happening.
Right. Now, this is a modification of Gugi. When was this discovered?
The modification was discovered in June. Gugi itself has been around since last year. And the thing is, there are a lot of different types of malware that have been increasingly popular to target mobile apps. And basically what they do is, again, they're usually done, they infect the phone through a text message, or sometimes it could be by clicking on something if you're on a website or clicking on an ad or something on your phone. And what they essentially do is they create an overlay on your mobile banking app or something else that has your credentials, and basically it, you know, steals and stores your credentials and then remotely sends them back to the hacker.
Robin, does this threat target email at all? Because I get all sorts of things on my email and I ignore the darn messages.
I think that's the right thing to do. You know, spam and phishing on emails are incredibly common and have been for a long time. So, you know, always the rule is, if you don't know where it's coming from, if it looks weird, delete it, put it in your spam folder. And people should also look very closely at the email address, even if you think it looks like it's coming from your mom. Because if someone has infected her email, they can create just a slight twist on the spelling or the name or the URL. And so quick glance, you think it's from mom, you click, and it's not.
Okay, apart from the email and taking precautionary steps there, In general, how best can smartphone users defend themselves against malware?
Well, I mean, there is anti-malware solutions for Android phones. And, I mean, basically what the experts have been telling me is that, you know, people secure their desktops. People secure their laptops. People secure their tablets. But people forget that their mobile phone is actually a computer, and it needs protections as well. And, you know, certainly when you buy the phone, it comes with a lot of protections. But, you know, increasingly people are asking for additional layers of protection. Also, there's multi-factor authentication if you're doing any banking through your mobile phone. But that also isn't airtight, because this malware can grab the information from your text message and find out what your, you know, second method of authentication is. So that's not foolproof either. So you just have to be really, really careful and pay attention. So many people do things, I think, on their phone, you know, kind of while they're doing something else, and they just aren't really paying attention. And that's just a big issue.
You write that most of the instances of Guji attacks have been in Russia. Is this latest malware modification noteworthy because a lot of the threats have been discovered in the U.S.?
Well, I think Guji, yeah, most of it has been in Russia, but that it could also just be, you know, kind of what Kaspersky is seeing.
Right.
They're based there, but they say there have certainly been cases in the U.S., and oftentimes things start in other countries and make their way here.
Robin Seidel, senior special writer of the Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
And that's this edition of Tech News Briefing. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.